might not be even as many as 10 miles from here. On the way to Bethlehem, which I can't say the way the locals say it, but it's Bethlehem. I'm coming very close, but on the way to Bethlehem, on the way out of Jerusalem, there is a neighborhood. And in that neighborhood, you heard the story last week. James Cameron put together that film, and they put it on the TV, and thankfully I was on an airplane and didn't get a chance to see it. But it has to do with the alleged discovery of Jesus' tomb, which of course strikes right at the heart of my Christian beliefs. And so my faith calls me to just ignore it and disregard it. But we thought we'd talk about it anyway, and we thought we'd invite your phone calls, too. 866-509-5277. And welcome to the program, Reverend Ronald Wineland, author of the book 2008, God's Final Witness. Reverend, good to have you on the program.
It's good to be here. Can I just go by Ron Wineland is fine?
Can I say that?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. I'll call you Ron. Listen, what in the world are they thinking, saying that they've dug up Jesus' tomb and that his bones may literally be inside of it?
The only thing I can come up with, thinking about human nature, is that people will go to any length sometimes to promote themselves or promote what they're doing or promote their name or to make money, and this has to fit in there somewhere because it's so farcical that, you know, it's so ridiculous. I really don't believe anybody's going to give it any credibility that has any kind of belief whatsoever in what it says in the scriptures about God and his son, Jesus Christ. And I don't think it's going to be a big thing of any nature whatsoever because, well, they even made comments in National Geographic as they wrote about this, that if the claims are verified, that it could threaten the very key tenets of Christian faith. And, you know, that's just ridiculous. It doesn't affect it whatsoever.
So how do we go about explaining the fact that, you know, and you've read the same accounts that I think I did on the plane and as I was flying out here, that Tuaries, if I'm saying the name right, which is a box designed to carry bones. It was an interesting care for the remains of a loved one, that they would place somebody's body in one of these tombs, had sufficiently decayed that they would take the remaining bones and pile them into one of these boxes, and that for purposes of economy, they would often end up with a number of people in the same box, and that they claim that the labels on these boxes identify them. They worked it out statistically, I guess. Since statistics can disprove Christian theory for you, that somehow if you look at Jesus and to Mary, and that he had a brother, that the statistical other than Jesus is 600-1 was the figure I read. I thought, wow, they've reduced Jesus to talk about trying to use science to completely destroy people. Well, as you said, if they have strong faith, it shouldn't be.
It doesn't even affect it because if they understand where he was buried, it was in a tomb. It cost a lot of money for that particular kind of tomb back at that particular time, and exactly as it says there, the stone was rolled over it. And even there in Jerusalem, you said you're in Jerusalem right now. You know, you can find two places there where they claim he was buried. So, you know, it's not an unusual thing for people to come up with various ideas, even if you look at what the Catholics right there inside the old city, they give tours through there to this buried. And believed to be that particular tomb. And if you go outside the city, right to the north there, a few little ways, basically the Protestants believe that they have the evidence of where he was buried, and which is what it talks about, that they think they found that. But it's, even there, within traditional Christianity, there is not agreement as to where he was buried. And when it comes right down to it, it really doesn't matter where he is buried. It's a matter of what was recorded. But so often people want physical evidence of various things, and that's what these people are trying to do, give physical evidence. And it's just made up.
Ron Wineland is with us, God's Final Witness. And we're talking about the alleged discovery of Jesus' tomb. You know, you mentioned the cost. That's one of the arguments, as I understand it, that they're using in support of it, saying that Jesus' family, the family of Jesus, the kind of dough necessary in the day to have purchased a tomb like that.
Well, that's just it. It wasn't his tomb in the first place, where he was placed, and he was placed there for 3 days and three nights. You know, it's a matter just of faith. That anything that's written in the Bible anyway is a matter of faith. But again, he didn't have that kind of money. He wasn't poor either, but nevertheless, it wasn't his own tomb. So there was one ready, and offered to put in there, or even went to ask for the body of Christ, and that's where he was placed then.
Well, let's talk to some of the folks out there, all right, Ron?
Okay.
866-509-5277. That's 866-509-LARS. Or send emails to talk@LarsLarson.com. In the great state of Wyoming, Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Lars. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sir. It is my 48th birthday. I had to be pushing 50, and everybody can make fun of me. That's okay. I've never really let it bother me. What do you have a question or comment for Ron Weiland?
Well, yeah, I got a little comment for that. You know, you're taught from the Bible that buried a certain spot, and that, you know, he was resurrected, you know, and to say, you know, the Bible tells me this, my preacher tells me this, why am I going to listen to some scientist, you know?
That's a good point. I guess because sometimes I think people are floored by it. They find science almost, I don't, but I mean, I love science, but I know the proper place for it, and it's in my faith. But there are people who are swayed by it. Ron, do you have a comment or a question?
That even archaeology is not an absolute science. There's a lot of guesswork that goes in there and a lot of reading into want to surmise and bring to a conclusion. It's not absolute, especially the farther back you go, and especially in those times, there are all kinds of things that have come out that people have said and done, and things have been recorded in history and so forth that absolutely no proof whatsoever. And they're reading into it. They have to, as so much of those kinds of themselves into have to. They're trying to prove a point or disprove something that they don't like. And
when people try to tear down somebody else's faith, especially when they understand what faith is, that it has nothing to do with science, that you can't prove Jesus through through an electron microscope, look at his works there and be amazed by them, but you're not going to prove the existence of Jesus Christ with us. Or by going out into space, and as amazing as all those things are, they don't prove or disprove Jesus Christ's existence.
No, they don't. If you just believe what the Bible says, it says that Joseph of Arimathea, it was his tomb, the individual, he was the one that went to Pilate and begged for the body of Christ. They gave it to him, and he was in a very unique place that was for one individual. And, there's no really don't question it anyway, that have any common sense or have a particular faith. And I thought it interesting in that they went on to make comment in National Geographic that if the claims were verified, that it would destroy some of the key tenets, being that he was resurrected 3 days after his death. And, even there, I mean, there's a great deal of misinterpretation or things that people don't even believe. To me, that's even a greater issue than this, because either he was there for 3 days and three nights and according to that, because that's, he said that was the only proof he was going to leave, that he was a savior, and yet with even in the world, just like I mentioned, right there in Jerusalem, where they claim the body of Christ is, 1.2 billion people believe that he was in the holy city, and another 1 billion people as a whole believe that he's outside those walls in another area, and there's great today, and that's why I wrote the book 2008 as a part of it, God's Final Witness, to clear up a lot of the confusion, even with. Because the reality is, they believe he died on a Friday night, as a whole, most people do, and believe he is resurrected Sunday morning. That would just frankly disprove that he was a Messiah. He said he was going to be there 3 days and three nights, and yet you can't come.
Let's go to Colorado and talk to Sharon. And if you'd like to join us, we've got lines available at 866-9-5277. That's 866-509-LARS, or send your emails, talk@LARS.com. Ron, we're kind of close to the break. Rather than push somebody up against the clock, it's 17 minutes after the hour. We're live at. It's a pleasure to be with you from the other side of the planet, 866-509-5277. The so-called scientific explanation that Jesus Christ's bones were buried in downtown Jerusalem and downtown Bethlehem, or does your faith hold fast against that supposed Lars Larson show? Welcome back to the minutes after the hour in the Holy Land in Jerusalem. And you know, we got here just in time, and when I saw the story, we're going to be there. We're only going to be miles away from where this alleged tomb is. And on the phone with us, Ron Weiland, who wrote a book called 2008, God's Final Witness. I'll tell you what, we're going to get into some of your claims here. This call on from Carson City, Nevada, listening on 99.1 FM. David, good day. Question or comment?
Well, hello, Lars. This is great. I don't usually talk, but this is a subject that's very dear to me. I am a Christian. Started out being skeptical in the beginning, but God's word.
Most of us do. Most of us do. Right?
Yes, and all I want to say about this supposed finding that you have to. First of all, the Bible is not, which I do believe, is God's word, but it's also a very accurate account, and so. When you take that into consideration, then with the disciples, when Jesus was arrested, they were frightened they didn't know what to do. They were scattered. And then was crucified and died on the cross. That was it for them. They seems everything that they believed in was shattered at that moment. They were hiding.
David, rather than recounting history, I want you to make a I want you to either ask Ron Weinland a question, comment on the alleged find of these human remains in this tomb just a few miles from here.
I don't believe there are the remains, and the reason for that is I do believe Jesus was resurrected. That's all I was leading to, is that something caused Judas, we know, killed himself, but something caused the 11 to come back together. Go out and speak boldly of the truth of Jesus Christ to you know all the world, and so that was seeing Jesus. They spoke with him, they saw him, and that's really everything. That's all the proof right there. Because why would they do it over a hoax? Why would they do it over a liar if they trust his body? Why would they do that and go to their
David? I appreciate your call, and I appreciate your. Let me ask you about a couple of things. This book of yours is interesting. But you claim to be a
prophet. I do.
How do you back that up?
Well, you know, it's not proof I can give to any Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, any others. They were just told to go and tell what they were given to the people of Israel or to Judah or wherever they were sent. They were given what they were to say. They were to explain who they were, brought that instruction or messages from God. And, you know, I've been given...
Is the proof?
Well, no.
That's a tough one to buy, Ron.
Yeah, the book 2008, as a matter of fact, website we have, people can go there to endtime2008.com, and we give a free book. We're not selling it. You can buy it, but we're promoting it to offer free. And, again, it's endtime2008.com. But in there, I go through and talk about all the false things having to do with religion that are all those things is the very thing we're touching on here today. You didn't really buy you there, but
I don't have to bite on everything, Ron.
I hear you,
I can drive.
Okay, but what the whole point of this is there is a far greater controversy than the foolishness of what these people are purporting to have found in the body of Christ. It is the fact of there are two different places that are in traditional Christianity they think he was buried. They can't even agree upon that with traditional
Christianity. Well, you mentioned that, but here's the thing. The other gentleman who called in, beef with him, I'm a Christian too, but when he says that the Bible is a tremendously accurate historical, can try and square up the four Gospels, that's a tough one, right?
You do perfectly, but people don't understand how as a whole.
But it takes some work, doesn't it? And so it's difficult.
It is, and that's a part of what I'm talking about here tonight. Asking out there, this isn't going to shake people's faith as a whole. People believe what they believe, stubbornly so, basically what they've been taught from childhood. It doesn't matter. You look at every religion on the earth. Wherever people grow up, that's right there in Israel. It's Judaism. That's what they believe. They've been taught it from birth. If you come over here, you've grown up in. If you grow up in Utah, you have a certain kind of belief as a whole. If you grow up in the Deep South, you have a different kind of agree with each other. There's such massive confusion out here in Christianity, and that's why this book 2008, God is going to put an end to it. He's going to start in 2008 with things that happen right here in the United States.
You're predicting the end of this country.
I'm predicting that there will be no one take office in 2009. We are going to come to our demise.
Through what means?
Well, Revelation, and as soon as it's opened up, six seals have already been opened. When that seal is open, the final part of the end time, it leads us into the last 3.5 years of man's self-rule on earth. God gave 7 years to rule himself, and at that time, he's going to intervene and stop man from annihilating himself, bring in what's called the kingdom of God, with Jesus Christ as King of Kings, just like that individual just called in. The disciples who left, and they did leave, because when Jesus Christ came into Jerusalem, even the common putting down palms and tree branches and so forth, laying them out before Christ as he came into Jerusalem, and to fulfill the prophecy about a Messiah, which they understood meant a king, one who is anointed.
Yep.
The anointed. He's anointed to be king. And they didn't understand. And so when he was killed, going to take away the Roman rule then at that time, everybody just, you know, they went to the four winds. Because man hasn't understood, he came 2,000 years ago to die as the Passover lamb for all mankind, and here really soon now to take over the reins of all government. He's going to reign on this earth back as a man. He's coming back as God.
Ron, I appreciate you being on the program. It's 29 minutes after the hour. The book is called God's Final Witness. You can download it if you like. You've got the Lars Larson Show.